Did you see that Coach Harbaugh now has offered a scholarship? And I believe this is the youngest person to get a scholarship from the University of Michigan and offer. Seventh grader out of Southfield. Seventh grade. Last one we had heard about was eighth grade. He went over to the school. He was at some academy in Southfield. And I guess his dad had played ball. And I believe his mother was a college basketball player. So he has good genes, this young man. So quarterback.
Sounds good.
I know.
There we go.
He's a future star, but I have future stars in the studio today. Here on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. One of the most amazing and entertaining events you will see in this town is indeed Future Stars. And it's put on by Pioneer High School, but it's a district-wide, and I use this term, you know, I hate to call it a talent show because it's so much more than that. It's like watching the Oscars or watching a Broadway show or if you're in Chicago or New York, and it's right here in Ann Arbor, these young people putting it on. And we welcome today from the Pioneer Theater Guild, first of all, producer and teacher Jamie Kelmigian. How long have you been at Pioneer now?
I actually teach at Burns Park Elementary School in Lawton, but this is my first year being a co-sponsor of the Pioneer Theater Guild. So
and it's
first
a good,
year.
Good example then of how this is a district-wide event.
Definitely, yes.
And
yeah.
What do you teach at Burns Park?
I teach elementary theater. It's the first year we are doing it in the district.
Oh, I hadn't realized
that.
Yeah,
it's a ton of fun.
Wow. The talent in this district is so incredible.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
And this show that is put on every year, it first started out just at Pioneer High School, and it's still there, but now opened up to the entire school district where kids can all participate in this, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have students from all the high schools in Ann Arbor participating.
Also joining us is a junior at Pioneer. She's a singer. She finished in the top five last year at the finals of Future Stars. Bridget Roberts?
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, welcome. What was that experience like for you last year?
It was incredible because I was a sophomore last year, and so my first experience with Future Stars was as a freshman in Rising Stars, which is a group of freshmen and sophomores that aren't a part of the competition, but they sing in like a group with choreography and group music. And so being on stage as a soloist was completely different. And it was an awesome experience. And being in the top five of the finals was, wow, it's a lot.
What song did you do?
I sang If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
Ooh, can you just a little bit this morning?
Let's see, how does it go?
Some people in
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby.
Woo, Bridget,
yeah,
wow.
Thank you.
And on the spot, also here is Connor Lignell. He's a senior at Pioneer. And you've got the plum role, I think. You get to bring it all together. You're the host.
Yeah. I'm actually one of six student hosts that there are. And we all work together to bring all the acts on stage. And we have fun openers to get all the crowds hype, and then we do some fun skits to just keep the show moving.
How much of that is scripted out versus just ad-libbing?
We have everything written, pretty much. We have some of the openers are dances, so we had to make sure we had that all choreographed. But then definitely with the skits, there's a lot of just like tossing lines that one of the hosts would think funny is in the moment, which is really fun to do.
Tell us about that.
So one of our big skits is about the app Vine, which closed off, and the teen generation kind of went crazy about that app ending. And so we're auditioning a new app to become like the social media superstar. And so it's like one interviewer and a bunch of different apps coming in. And sometimes depending on what one of the apps says, someone else will say something different that's just off the top of their head that usually ends up working pretty well.
This is clever. Is this a group effort, putting this?
Yeah. It took a lot of work to make sure we had something that was short enough that we wouldn't be taking up too much time, but also would really get the crowd excited for the rest of the show.
Did young people use Vine? I remember using it once and that was it.
I think it was definitely, I know a lot of kids who didn't use Vine, but now that it's gone, everyone's like, oh, I loved Vine, and Vine was such a big thing. But did they really use it when it was on the App Store?
T teens. What do you guys use?
Oh, geez.
Well, your parents are all Facebooking it.
Yeah. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, anything. And there's probably at least one of my friends or one of us that's using it.
Mm-hmm. Also with us today is Francisco Fiore. He's a senior at Community High School, president of the Pioneer Theater Guild's Student board.
Hi, Lucy. How are
you? Hi, great. Thank you. Tell us about the Guild and what it does all year round.
For sure. So Pioneer Theater Guild has always had a really busy season all year. As soon as we're done with one show, we move on to the next. And this year we have two musicals under our belt. And then we also put on Future Stars. We put on student productions, which are shows that are written, directed, and acted by students. So we're busy all year round. But definitely, I would say Future Stars is one of the highlights of the year, just because we get to see so much talent that isn't necessarily, you know, Broadway, necessarily theater. It's more just singing and dancing and something a little different.
I remember I had the great fortune of judging a couple times. Mm-hmm. And the first year I did that, a young lady was singing a Lady Gaga song. Mm-hmm. I had never heard of Lady Gaga before. I hadn't heard the song. And I was totally blown away. I'm like, who is this? Mm-hmm. What is this song? What? I just thought she was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she went on to win. I can't remember. But really.
No, for sure. Like throughout the district, you see these people and they're just the most down to earth, nice people. And you see them behind the scenes and they it's like hit the stage and they are like with killer voices, like belting their hearts out. And it's just really amazing to see. There's so much talent.
Pioneer Theater Guild's Future Stars 2019 returns for its 17th year at Pioneer High School Schreiber Auditorium. This is a citywide talent search for Ann Arbor's next star. Future Stars features students from Ann Arbor's public high schools. They sing, they dance, they rap, they play music. Do you have anything, any other kind of genre that might be new this year that you haven't done on stage before?
Pretty much covers it.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
The majority is singing though, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know where these kids... Where they got these voices from. I mean, it's just either. Amazing. You were a great, were a great example of that.
Yeah.
And students who have done well in this have gone on to some stellar careers, haven't they?
You betcha.
Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit of, do you know much about the history and some of the people? Do they come back? And
for sure. So definitely we've had our fair share of alum. And I think it's a great confidence builder, being able to perform for a sold out theater. For example, we had an alum who went on to be a Tony nominated performer. We've had people work on TV. We've had people work on Broadway. You know, it's just incredible, and I think this is really the root of it all, being able to show like your stage presence in front of so many people.
Who's the young woman? Parks?
Yeah, Miss Ashley Park.
Ashley, that's mm-hmm. right. And I remember seeing her on stage here thinking, boy, she's going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Do most people that are participating in this have that desire? Do you?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'm still deciding. Since I'm a junior, I have a little bit of time to decide. I've always wanted to be an actress, a singer. I love the arts, so I'm hoping to do something with that in my future.
And what are you studying right now in school?
In school, I'm in choir. I've been doing that since freshman year. I'm studying Spanish, and then the core classes, mm-hmm. math, science.
Bridget Roberts, how about you, Connor Lignell, as one of the hosts for this event this year? Is that something you desire to do?
Yeah, it always was something that I knew was like the forefront of like something I wanted to pursue later in life. And then actually this year, I've been taking a class in the health sciences and learning more about the medical field. And I've realized that that's probably something I'll end up pursuing. But the theater and arts will always be like a core part of who I am. And I'll definitely do something with that later in life.
And Francisco.
Yeah, I definitely would love to work in some kind of theater. And I am right in the midst of audition season for programs for college. But right now in school, I love doing everything. I love math. I love English classes. Not really a big fan of science or physics, but it's okay. Yeah, definitely something along the lines of that.
The final competition is always sold out at Pioneer and Schreiber mm-hmm. Auditorium. It's coming up Saturday, January 26th, 7:30 in the evening, and it's reserved seating. We're going to give you some information on tickets in just a moment here, but there are some preliminary shows, and those are available for people to see, including this weekend. We have Friday, January 18th, 7 p.m. What's going to be happening at the 7 p.m.? showing?
Songs by the Beatles, Beatlemania.
If I'm, Woo! Yeah. and so in the preliminaries, people are all performing in that genre?
Mm-hmm. So I'll just explain prelims for one sec. So basically, there are four preliminary shows and each have like a different night. As I mentioned, Beatles are songs written and performed by women. There's songs from the 80s and then songs that are current now. And more or less, there are 20 acts throughout the night. At the end of the night, the judges decide on the top five, like the five best acts of the night. And then it's up to the audience to decide the top three acts that will be moving on to the final competition. So it's super exciting. A lot of audience participation. It really feels like you're on The Voice or something like that.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It really does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you guys were doing that before a lot of those shows were even around.
Yeah, we started a while ago.
Yeah. Okay, so Friday, January 18th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And is there a cost to get in?
I believe it's...
Yeah, it's $10 for all the preliminary round shows. And then we also have a 9:30 p.m. show, which is hashtag respect. It's strong women, powerful voices. So that's Friday the 18th as well.
Okay. And so $10 for... If you're in at the 7 o'clock, then it's another 10 for the 9:30?
Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
$10 for each show.
What's the likelihood people can just show up at the door and get tickets? For?
Yeah, you can definitely show up at the door for the preliminary rounds, but probably not the finals.
Yeah, the finals are just... outrageous. They're just incredible to see. Friday, January 18th, 7 p.m., Beatlemania, 9:30 p.m., Respect, Strong Women, Powerful Voices. And then Saturday, January 19th at 7 p.m., that's your 80s music.
It is, sure.
Totally
is, yeah.
80s,
mm-hmm.
huh? and so what are some of the songs you're doing?
I'm singing Alone by Heart. That's a good 80s song. And then what are some other
We have It's Tricky by Run DMC, which is an awesome trio. we have Sweet Thing. And
I Want to Dance with Somebody is something that
I love that.
Stars are doing.
Yeah. Are you, who's doing Heart with you?
It's a solo.
Oh, it is. Solo. Can just,
okay,
I'm really putting her on the spot this morning.
Till now, I always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you.
Woo!
Yeah,
you have a beautiful voice. You really do. That's just lovely. And again, that's Saturday. And what time are we talking about?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Saturday for Totally 80s. And then 9:30, My Tunes. It's different than iTunes.
A little bit, yeah.
How so?
So those are just songs that you might hear on the radio now that kids are listening to. And I think it's one of my favorite categories, to be honest, just because you hear all these amazing songs and right there are your friends performing them. So,
right. Yeah. There's a little note here. It says the 9:30 shows are intended for high school students only.
Yes.
Is that right?
It's student priority, which means that they get closest to the seats. And it's... profanity, I guess, is allowed at the 9:30 show, so it's not really a kids show.
Okay.
Yeah, limited profanity, but more so it's the target audience would be high school and then adults as well. But we just want the high school students to be able to sit close to the stage to cheer on all of the top hits.
Okay. Yeah. Pioneer Theater Guild presenting this. It's Future Stars. When you're done with this, what's the next thing for the Guild then? Do you have a show?
Mm-hmm. So right after this, we're right into auditions for our spring musical, which is Fame the Musical. Which is something completely different. Well, not even completely different because it's still kids, young kids trying to make it big with their talents, which is a little bit
80s
similar.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. and then we also have our play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is February 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th in the Little Theater at Pioneer High School.
Wow, really cool.
Yeah.
And you're involved with all of that too?
I'm producing that show as well, but the other co-sponsor, Alex Leidenfrost, who's a teacher at Tappan and Pioneer, he's directing that show.
Mm-hmm. You also have a relationship with the University of Michigan on Future Stars.
Mm-hmm. So Pioneer Theater Guild has always had the great honor of having a relationship with the musical theater department at the University of Michigan. And basically, we can't do it alone. We can't prepare these songs by ourselves. So we bring in coaches who are students from the musical theater department, who are just some of the top performers in our country today. And they give us tips about, I don't know, maybe runs that we can sing or maybe, I don't know, interpretations. Bridget can speak a little bit about what it's like to be in the coaching room.
Yeah, it's awesome. So basically you and your group or your solo or duet that you're singing with gets practice time. It's only like 15 to 30 minute slots like every week with your coach. And so my coach, I mean, she pretty much taught me how to belt, like, really high. Like, I knew how to belt, but not to the level of singing Alone by Heart that I thought at the beginning of the process that was totally out of my range. I couldn't do it. But at this point, I've grown so much more thanks to the MT students. And yeah.
How cool. Awesome. And a lot of times you'll have a musical group come in from the university to, are you doing anything like that in the intermission? Or one of the years I remember My Dear Disco came in. The former Ella Riot, and then of course Michelle Shamuel from that went on to greatness as well. But that was the first time I had seen My Dear Disco on the stage at the Schreiber Auditorium.
Yeah, sometimes we also have the coaches themselves perform at the finals, and I haven't confirmed if that's happening, but we hope so.
Okay,
so.
All right. Well, people can go online, a2tix.com. That's A, the number 2, tix, T-I-X.com. That's wonderful site that the Ann Arbor Observer put together last year, and it's a great way for you to get local tickets to events. A2tix.com, and also ptguild.org has more information on all of these shows. ptguild.org. They really want to get those seats filled this Friday and Saturday for the 7:30 show, so hope everyone in the community checks it out. You're going to see some really talented students, and again, that's ptguild.org. Mm-hmm. You were going to say something?
I was just confirming that those are 7 o'clock shows.
Oh,
yeah, it's
7 o'clock shows.
The 7:30.
Got it.
That's
7 o'clock.
There's so many times.
All right,
yeah.
7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and then 7:30 for Saturday, January 26th, which is the final competition. And I'm telling you, if you haven't been, you are just going to be blown away when you go, because the talent is amazing with these young people today. When you are teaching your elementary students theater now, can you see someone at that early age and say, wow, this might be it for them?
Yeah, I mean, you really can tell. You know, I know when there's a student up there on stage in third or fourth grade who's just so happy when they're performing in front of people, and they've just got that natural presence. Their face lights up, their body lights up. You just really can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also there are the quieter students who could also go on to do theater. Mm-hmm. I was a shy student myself in elementary school, and then in middle and high school, I went on to do theater and continued in college.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Jamie Kelmigian, Pioneer Theater Guild sponsor and producer and a teacher in the Ann Arbor Public Schools as well over at Burns, right?
Yeah, Burns Park and Lawton Elementary.
And Bridget Roberts, junior at Pioneer. She finished top 5 last year at the finals of Future Stars. Connor Lignell, senior at Pioneer. He's one of the hosts. And Francisco Fiore, senior at Community, president at Pioneer Theater Guild Student Board. Where do you think you're going to be going to college?
I have no idea. Whoever accepts me, I will get on the first ticket to that place.
And Connor?
Oh, I have no clue either. I'm just in the midst of, I just finished applying, and I'm now starting to get back letters with either good, bad, or neutral news. So we'll see how that turns out.
Well, I'm sure this really plays well into all of those applications, too.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of work to put this on. And
it takes a lot of work. It's definitely a group effort. Mm-hmm. As far as finding judges, as far as finding times to schedule coachings, as far as making sure we get the word out. It's a huge, huge, huge effort for Future Stars to occur.
Oh, it's a great community event, too.
It definitely is.
All right, break a leg. Yeah. Have a great time, guys.
Thank you so much.
And love these students. They're just incredible. Go online and get your tickets, a2tix.com. That's A, the number 2, tix, T-I-X.com. And check out ptguild.com, ptguild.com, and or ptguild.org, rather, ptguild.org, and get more information about Future Stars. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.